New research has found eye melanoma could be diagnosed early with a simple blood test. Courtney Thomas reports.
A new study by the University of Queensland has found a simple blood test could become the latest tool for early detection for the deadly melanoma cancer in the eye. The study is a continuation of research conducted by QIMR, Berghofer Medical Research Institute. The test can differentiate between a benign mole and melanoma and also identify if the cancer has spread to any other parts of the body. The test has the potential to be used as a monitoring tool by optometrists, GPs and specialists. UQ Diamantemas Institute Dr. Mitchell Stark says eye melanoma is very different from skin melanoma.
Uveal melanoma in comparison to cutaneous or skin melanoma, it's not that common. However, the uveal nevi are quite common. If you can detect uveal melanoma or ocular melanoma or melanoma of the eye at an early stage, it is treated quite readily using radiotherapy by the specialist oncologist. However, if uveal melanoma spreads or metastasizes to other parts of the body, and particularly the liver, the treatment is not very effective, if it's effective at all. So prior to metastases, if the melanoma gets bigger within the eye, it's quite devastating for the patient because often they'll need to have that eye removed. You can clearly see that's not what we want to happen, so the early can detect the melanoma of the eye, the way better outcome for that patient.
Dr. Stark says more funding is needed to bring this research to clinical trials.
This type of test, I think, will benefit in the sense that people will just present to their optometrist more regularly to have an eye test, and it just helps with early detection. The blood test itself could be implemented in that sense. It would potentially be quite a simple thing. I must say this is yet to be clinically implemented under clinical trials, so this really needs to have thorough investigation. So it is early days, but in the future this could really help the everyday person to see if they had early signs of disease.
Co-medical director of the Melanoma Institute Australia, Professor Richard Scollier, says melanoma cancer is a major national problem.
Australia has the highest incidence of melanoma anywhere in the world. It's the third most common cancer in both men and women, and it's the commonest cancer in young adults, so 15 to 39 year olds in our country. One new melanoma is diagnosed in an Australian every 30 minutes, and one Australian dies from melanoma every 5 hours. So it's a major national problem.
He also says the type of eye melanoma studied by the University of Queensland is uncommon in Australia.
The type of melanoma that's been studied in this particular study is melanoma that occurs at the back of the eye, and that's the type that we call uveal melanoma. So not on the actual surface of the eye, but inside the eye itself, and that's very uncommon. I think roughly about 100 or 120 patients in Australia a year get that type of melanoma.
Early detection is key, and the Melanoma Institute of Australia is encouraging every Australian to get their skin checked if they notice any changes.
For any cancer, when it starts growing at the site where it initially arose, that usually only causes local problems, but the real problems for patients are when the disease spreads from where it started to other parts of the body. And uveal melanoma, so this type of melanoma that occurs at the back of the eye, it can spread anywhere, but it has a particular propensity to spread to the liver. So after it's spread from the eye, that's when, I guess, the prognosis for the patient becomes quite a bit more guarded.
Dr. Scollier says while this data is promising, it will be a while before human trials can begin.
So whilst this is exciting early data, it really needs to be validated independently in independent cohorts of patients by independent researchers and then tested in a prospective fashion before it would be appropriate to recommend it for routine use in patients. Usually that sort of thing would take a number of years. So, 2 to 5 years sort of time period, all going well.
That was Professor Richard Scollier from the Melanoma Institute Australia speaking with The Wire's Courtney Thomas.